There's new evidence out today that America's school children are falling behind in science and math. An assessment of fourth and eighth graders in 17 urban school districts found that fewer than a third of students are proficient at science. And in some cities, including Detroit and Baltimore, fewer than 5% are proficient. In just a few minutes, we're going to explore whether greater investments in science can help the U.S. compete globally. First, though, we're going to head to Japan. That country has long been known for its technological prowess. But Japan's young people are showing less interest in science and math, and that has sparked fears the country could lose its economic edge. Reporter Ari Daniel Shapiro has our story.
Kenichi Kojima is a retired physicist who used to work at Yokohama City University just outside of Tokyo. He says his daughter, now in her 30s, was good at math, and he hoped she would follow in his footsteps.
I said to her, you should go to science or engineering field, but she don't try such a way.
It's something you hear across Japan these days. Fewer and fewer young people are choosing careers in science, math, and engineering. This phenomenon even has a name, Lika Banale. It means a turning away from science.
That's a very, very big problem for Japanese future.
That's Yoshio Watanabe. He's a professor of electrical engineering at Kanagawa University, and he's written about the causes of Lika Banale. One of those causes, he says, was a relaxed education policy in the 70s that meant fewer math and science requirements. A second cause was the economic collapse in Japan in the 90s. That caused many companies to outsource their research, development, and engineering jobs. Now, Japanese 15-year-olds do well on international science and math tests, but not as well as they used to. At one time, they ranked first or second in the world, but by 2009, they'd slipped to fifth place in science and ninth in math. Their interest in pursuing careers in these fields has waned, too. Yoshio Watanabe says the quality of his engineering students has steadily declined over the last 20 years.
The students nowadays don't want to think by himself. They cannot invent by themselves. They only wait. Teacher tells how to do it.
Some in Japan are now trying to fight Lika Banale and get young people re-engaged in science. One effort is a new school that opened in 2009. Yokohama Science Frontier High School has top-notch faculty, access to real-world scientists, and lab facilities rivaling some universities. In one classroom, a chemistry teacher explains the structure of fatty acids. Around the corner, a physics class has just ended. The students and teacher bow to one another. And up on the roof, there's an astronomical observatory at one end. At the other, a small honeybee colony. Next to it stands sophomore Ryo Suzumoto.
Science is fun. If students understood how wonderful science is, they'd study it, no matter how demanding it is.
That's the point of Yokohama Science Frontier High School, to cultivate scientific ability and passion. The school's seeking to graduate students with, quote, the spirit and strength to save the world. Some scientists hope the high school will serve as a model for districts throughout Japan, but it's not clear whether other communities can afford such a high-tech and high-cost school. In the cafeteria, I meet 11th grader Takatoshi Watanabe. He says he's glad to be at a school that treats science seriously. That wasn't the case at his elementary school.
In fact, I didn't have much opportunity to learn more about science from teachers.
He says he had to teach himself by reading books and surfing the web. The high school is reaching out to today's elementary students to make sure they get engaged in science. Takeshi Miyazaki is the principal here.
3 or 4 times a year, we have little children in elementary school. We ask them to come to our school.
The high school students demo the microscopes, the observatory, the physics labs.
Our students, they look really cool. So our little children get motivated for studying science.
Sophomore Lisa Tanaka says she loves being at the high school, but she has one complaint. Only 25% of the students are female.
In the future, maybe science world need more girls.
Still, Tanaka and the other students here could well become some of the newest ambassadors of science to the rest of Japan. But that experiment is still underway. For The World, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro, Yokohama, Japan.
You can go on a video tour of Yokohama Frontier High School. We've got that posted at theworld.org.